Anybody still remembers what we used to call inflation? What happened to it?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics just released the Consumer Price Index for December 2017, which shows a 0.1% increase in prices for the month. That makes the overall inflation for the entire 2017 at 2.1%, exactly the same as it was in 2016. Before the Great Recession, inflation was rising at a pretty healthy rate, reaching as high as 5.6%. However, the recession wiped out that inflation alongside 8.7 million payroll jobs, a booming housing market, more than 500 commercial banks, as well as thousands of other businesses. The Fed initially was busy ignoring or resetting serious banking data alarms before the start of the financial crisis. It eventually discovered that the alarms were for real, and to its credit, it then went to town raising the money supply and helping many banks fend off bankruptcy. The Fed rapidly raised the amount of high-powered money in the economy, raising it by fourfold. Why didn't it cause high inflation, similar to Germany's hyperinflation of last century? There are significant differences. In the first place, the Fed poured money into the economy at a time that the second Great Depression was knocking on the door. The economy was so badly mauled and battered that the velocity of money, that is, the rate of circulation of money, had crashed, like many other things in the economy. And while a lot more money was being pushed into the economy, since it was circulating at a slower and slower pace, it did not cause inflation. And also the fact that the 21st global economy is different from last century's national economies. Back then, there were stringent global trade and currency barriers with a lot fewer tools to deal with bottlenecks than we have now. While inflation in 2017 registered only at 2.1%, this is just the consumer inflation. As soon as we start to look at asset prices, like houses, like stocks, etc., we see that inflation in those sectors is going through the roof. Despite of having very low inflation, the Fed is slowly reducing the monetary base and its balance sheet. It has also raised federal funds rates from 0.75% to 1.5% during the last year, and is very likely to raise it to 2% by summer. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.